For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, your frequent flyer miles must be in the millions by now. You just came back from New York again.
Just New York. Well, yeah, you've got to go to New York if you're going to see the shows. And so I did. And a great treat to see an A.R. Gurney play. Believe it or not, there is one I had never seen, Wayside Motor Inn, which he wrote in the 1970s and flopped very quickly. Well, the Signature Theater in New York, each season they devote the season to a particular writer, and this time Gurney from Buffalo is one of the writers they are featuring, and they came to him and said, we want to do Wayside Motor Inn, and he said, oh no, you can't do that one, it was a big old flop, and they said, well, we love the play, yes, we want to do it, and they convinced him, and they have done a gorgeous production, and the critical praise has been heaped upon it. It's extended, beautiful play in the Gurney style, you know, how in the dining room it's one space and various people and times transversing. In this, it's various stories unfolding simultaneously in the same motel room. And the play really showcases Gurney's mastery of the theater and his just brilliance in storytelling down at the Signature Theater in New York.
Well, Buffalo audiences have probably seen over the years the Snowball at Studio Reno, and it was all up, and the Cocktail Hour I saw at Cavanocchi. But the Cavanocchi is...
Yes, they're going to do Family Furniture, another Gurney play this season. Road Less Traveled has also been devoted. I think that it's a requirement every theater in town must at some point do a Gurney play.
It's their Buffalo duty.
Right.
But you also saw Kaufman and Hart. You can't take it with you.
Perfect comedy from the 1930s. Christine Nielsen as mother, James Earl Jones as grandpa, in this flawless production of You Can't Take It With You on Broadway with the full production values. Julie Halston as the actress. Very, very funny. If you're in New York, I certainly recommend it. And for star power, I caught the soon-to-open It's Only a Play, which has Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick and Megan Mullally. And part of the enticement to see it in previews is that Stockard Channing is supposed to be in it, but she's out with a bum knee and is being replaced by Isabel Keating from Western New York, who's playing the part, and Isabel knocking him dead in Terrence McNally's wonderfully funny It's Only a Play.
Well, it's great to have you back home in Western New York. And you went out to O'Connell and Company to see Anne Gailey.
That's the big lure, isn't it? It's also Gregory George, the poor guy. He's wonderful in the play, but there is luminescent Anne Gailey as a Florida retiree who takes dance lessons to fight the boredom, develops a cantankerous relationship with her dance instructor, of course, in the style of the well-made play. Everything ends happily, and the audience just adoring Anne and the palpable joy she exudes while dancing. That is the attraction of this sweet little well-made play starring Anne Gailey at O'Connell and Company. The play is called Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks, and it's been a hit all over the world. It's been translated into 12 languages. It's been done in over 20 countries, which may surprise people because it's such a simple play. It's just a beautiful study of the relationship between these two people at a critical moment in both their lives. It had originally played by Uta Hagen, which I did see out in the Geffen Playhouse, though on Broadway it was Polly Bergen.
Polly Bergen, who unfortunately passed away just this Saturday at the age of 84.
Yes, sadly, Polly Bergen. My favorite Polly Bergen story, she went into a recording studio to audition for a voiceover, and the kid doing the reception said, well, I hope you won't be nervous at the audition, and she said, don't worry about it, kid. The minx paid for. Polly Bergen. We'll miss her.
We'll miss her. And Broadway star, song and dance man, Matthew Morrison, whom younger audiences know as Mr. Shu from the TV series Glee, is in town to perform one night only, tomorrow night at Kleinhans. Matthew Morrison opens the BPO Pop Series, and you can hear his conversation with WBFO's Eileen Buckley on our website, WBFO.org. And I think your curtain up show was The Lyre.
The Lyre, Corneille at the Irish Classical Theatre Company, a very handsome production of Corneille's play about a man who always lies and a servant who always tells the truth.
Well, you'll have to guess which one of us is that role right here. For Theatre Talk, I'm Peter Hall.
And I truthfully am Anthony Chase.